Dangerous Bean's voice was bitter. No one bothered with them.
That's not true. People tried to, mostly. And they were sorry when they didn't.
They were just another story, too. A story about rats who thought they weren't rats.
Why are you talking like this? This isn't like you.
You saw them run. They ran and squeaked and forgot how to talk. Underneath were just rats. Foul, stinking darkness.
Yes, we are, said Peaches. But what are we on top? That's what you used to say. Come on, please. Let's go back. You're not well.
It was all so clear to me, Dangerous Beans mumbled.
Lie down. You're tired. I've got a few matches left. You know you always feel better when you see a light.
Worried in her heart, and feeling lost and a long way from home, Peaches found a wall that was rough enough and dragged a match from her crude bag. The red head flared and crackled. She raised the match as high as she could. There were eyes everywhere. What's the worst part, she thought, her body rigid with fear, that I can see the eyes, or that I'm going to know they're still there when the match goes out?
And I've only got two more matches, she mumbled to herself.
The eyes withdrew into the shadows noiselessly. How can rats be so still and so silent, she thought. There's something wrong, said Dangerous Beans.
Yes.
There's something here, he said. I smelled it on that key they found in the trap. It's a kind of terror. I can smell it on you.
Yes, said Peaches.
The match was burning fast. Can you see what we should do? Said Dangerous Beans.
Yes.
The eyes in front were gone, but Peaches could still see them on either side. What can we do? Said Dangerous Beans. Peaches swallowed.
We could wish we had more matches, she said.
And, in the darkness behind their eyes, a voice said, And so, in your despair, you come at last to me. Light has a smell. In the dark, damp cellars, the sharp sulphur stink of the match flew like a yellow bird, rising on draughts, plunging through cracks. It was a clean and bitter smell, and it cut through the dull underground reek like a knife. It filled the nostrils of Sardines, who turned his head.
Matches, boss, he said.
Head that way,
Darktan commanded.
It's through the room of cages, boss, Sardines warned.
So?
Remember what happened last time, boss?
Darktan looked around at his squad. It wasn't everything he could have wished for. Rats were still trailing back from their hiding places, and some rats, good, sensible rats, had run into traps and poisons in the panic. But he'd picked the best he could. There were a few of the experienced older ones, like In Brine and Sardines, but most of them were young. Maybe that wasn't such a bad thing, he thought. It was older rats who'd panicked most. They hadn't been so used to thinking.
Okay, he said. Now, we don't know what we're going to do, he began,
and caught sight of Sardines. The rat was shaking his head slightly. Oh, yes, leaders weren't allowed not to know. He stared at the young worried faces, thought for a long moment, took a deep breath and started again.
There's something new down here, he said,
and suddenly he knew what to say. The words came.
Something that no one's ever seen before. Something tough. Something strong.
The squad was almost cowering, except for Nourishing, who was staring at Darktan with shining eyes.
Something fearful. Something new. Something sudden, said Darktan, leaning forward. And it's you. All of you. Rats with brains. Rats who can think. Rats who don't turn and run. Rats who aren't afraid of the dark or fire or noises or traps or poisons. Nothing can stop rats like you, right?
He remembered something else.
You heard about the dark wood in the book. Well, we're in the dark wood now. Oh, yes. There's something else down here. Something terrible. It hides behind your fear. It thinks it can stop you and it's wrong. We're going to find it and drag it out and we're going to make it wish we'd never been born. And if we die, well...
And he saw them as one rat stare at the livid wound across his chest.
Death ain't so bad. Shall I tell you about the bone rat? Me and the bone rat, we've got a little understanding. He waits for those who...